From the Sermon on the Mount, the great challenge of Jesus to call to perfection, a call to holiness. But before we get to that, I always like to say again, blessings on your intentions. We always have many, especially the flowers. So again, we've had funerals here, and you'll hear the names. And we always pray for those families. And the demonstration speakers, the sound company took them back. But I think most of the comments I heard were, it was better. Of course, we're back to the old sound system. I turned the dials up a little bit so everybody could hear, but boy, that sound, it was just crystal clear, even in the far corners. So the company said, of course, they'll write up a proposal, an estimate, and we'll continue discussions. We'll keep that ball rolling. So I'll keep you posted. And again, blessings on your intentions. So the readings today reminding me of a story. Did I tell you that story of a truck driver who stopped in at a roadside cafe to get a bite to eat? And soon these three nasty-looking, rough-looking motorcyclists came in, started picking on him for some reason. One poured salt on his head. One knocked his pie on the floor. The third one knocked his coffee cup into his lap. Apparently, the story says, got up, said nothing, did nothing, walked outside. Well, the bikers were all laughing, you know, making fun of him, sneering. You know, that guy must not be a very good fighter. And the waiter looked out the window and said, well, he must not be a very good driver either. He just drove over three motorcycles. I guess there is a satisfaction when someone gets their just desserts or just reward. Be holy. Be perfect. So I would say, well, that leaves me out. You know, I guess we would all be like that, huh? The first response, impossible, certainly hard to do. But I remember a White House retreat. I know we're offering an invitation for the Acts retreats for the men of the parish, and it's certainly time well spent. But I remember one of my White House retreats. The speaker was there. He had his Bible. He was reading passages from the Bible. He was reading this passage. And we learned that his Bible was in Greek, the original language. Of course, the Jesuits, huh? Scholars. So he was reading from the Greek. And he got to this word, perfect. And he said, you know, the Greek word, well, it's more like functioning, acting as the Creator intended. I put a little note in my pastor's pen. I think he used the example like a fly swatter. You know, who made it? Well, would you try to drive a nail in with it? Or a hammer? Would you try to swat a fly with it? See? No, that's not how it was created. It's not. You're not using it as created, intended. Of course, I was thinking duct tape. That's for everything, right? You can use that for everything. So the Creator created us in His own image and likeness. And so, how does God function? How does God act? See. What is God like? See? Ah, see? Well, God is perfect, see? Compassionate, merciful, forgiving, slow to anger, you know, full of mercy, see? Well, pray, see? Pray to act, to function as we're created. Of course, human nature, see, that's our first response. We want to fight back, revenge. See, that's human nature's first response. And I should comment about that phrase from the gospel, offer no resistance to evil. And I thought, oh, there's a phrase, isn't there? Do you know Edmund Burke? So if you look up, who is Edmund Burke? It'll say, a member of the Continental Congress around the time of the Declaration of Independence, you know, the American Revolution. And apparently, he said that phrase, huh? The one thing, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good people to do nothing. So I know that phrase is used with the Holocaust. Our eighth graders, I learned, they just recently went to the Holocaust Museum up there on Schutz Road, the Jewish Community Center, and that phrase is right inside the door. Well, the only thing for evil to flourish is for good people to do nothing. Legalized abortion. We had that little pamphlet here in church not too long ago, listing the number of abortions over the years, and that phrase was included. The only thing necessary for evil to flourish is for good people to do nothing. So sometimes we must respond, see? But to be perfect, to function as we were created, hard to do, that's why we come and pray, to listen to God's word, receive the grace of Holy Communion. Be holy. So the Greek word could be translated holy. Another translation, set apart. See, set apart, reserved, different. See, God is different than human nature. See, remember the Jewish people, they knew they were chosen, set apart, God's chosen people. Not to be better than everybody else, but to try to show, act, what God is like. See, be holy. That's what God is like. See, be perfect. Function, act the way you were created in His image and likeness. St. Paul used the image of a mirror. He said, be a mirror for the Lord. When we use a mirror, well, we look, we see ourselves. A mirror for the Lord, someone looks at you and sees the Lord.